You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Shlach. The parsha begins with Moshe Rabbeinu sending the Meraglim to spy out the land and to return and give a report. Now, let us be medayik. Let us carefully note the way their transmission of the report took place. It starts off that the spy said to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael who was listening, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chof Zayin, We have returned from the land that you sent us to, and it's true that it's Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, a very fruitful land of milk and honey, and this is its fruit. They brought back the famous cluster of grapes, but then they started saying bad things. The people that live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified. Very difficult people live there. But then the Pasuk says that Kalev seems to have interrupted their narrative. He was one of the Meraglim. And he said, Oli nale v'yirashnu oisai. Let us go up, he told Klal Yisrael, and conquer the land because we can surely do it. In other words, Kalev contradicted the report of the Meraglim. And then to condense the narrative a little bit, the rest of the Meraglim disagreed with him and said, Loi nuchal lalois elo'om. This is the first place it clearly says that they are stronger than us. That's what the Meraglim told Klal Yisrael. And then the Pasuk says, V'yitzu dibas ha'oretz asher toru oiso el b'nei Yisrael, leima ha'oretz asher hovalnu bo eretz oicheles yeshveohi. And they gave additional derogatory report about Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. So, just to focus on these psukim, and let me add, the end result, obviously, was, we all know, that through the report of the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael became very sad, and they cried all night. That was the night of Tisha B'Av. It was the first Tisha B'Av of Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because they cried that night will forever be, throughout history, a night of Churban. And Moshe Rabbeinu defended Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to Chalila wipe everybody out. Moshe Rabbeinu defended them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the words of Moshe not to allow an annihilation of everybody in Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that everyone who was involved in the Chet, meaning the Meraglim who spoke evilly of the land, and Klal Yisrael who cried, they will all die in the Midbar, anyone who is more than 20 years old, except for Yeshua and Kalev. They're the only people, not only from the Meraglim, but from all of Klal Yisrael, that would live to go into Eretz Yisrael, outside of the women, and the Chazal tell us that they were Mechabavei Ha'aretz, they loved Eretz Yisrael, so the Gezerah wasn't on them, and outside the Levium, everyone else was stuck in the Midbar for 40 years, where they died. And the only ones who left Eretz Mitzrayim and saw all of the miracles were Kalev and Yeshua. So the Mefarshei Torah asked a question. And this year is specifically focusing on the Dorash Moshe from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, and I'll read a quote from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have considered the fact that Kolev, the Pasuk says, V'yahes Kolev et ha'om, he hushed Klal Yisrael, and he told them, we can go, we can do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that a very big deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him great reward for it. The kibel schar gadol. Rabbi Moshe points out, it seems that the words of Kalev didn't do anything, because they still cried, and the gezerah still happened to Klal Yisrael. So he gives us a very fascinating insight in the significance of the words that Kalev and later on Yeshua gave, even though it seemed that it didn't make a difference. So the answer of the question which Rav Moshe asks is very fascinating and has great implications both in Hashkofa and Halacha. Rav Moshe says no. The few words we find that Kalev and Yeshua said were exceedingly meaningful and we can learn from here. Why? Because Ach ulay nis'oiru ezi yechidim l'tshuva al yidei zeh. Rav Moshe is medayik. He learns that, as we will see from his explanation, that the words of Kalev had a tremendous impact. Because as a result, it seems that some people, Ezi Yechidim he calls it, they did tshuva. In other words, without the words of Kalev, they would have just accepted the words of the Meraglim totally. But when they heard Kalev, remember, Kalev was one of the Meraglim He should have had equal, if not more, credibility than all the rest. And he said no. He disagreed. And when Klal Yisrael heard his words, they thought, you know, it's not so simple what these Meraglim are saying. Could be they're wrong, because Kalev disagreed. And he also says, should the words of Kalev, Ho'ilu be'es shedava l'kol ha'am. There's an indication in the Pasuk, which I related. We see that Klal Yisrael did have doubts in the narrative of the Meraglim that they heard first, by virtue of the fact that the Pasuk says that the Meraglim tried to refute the words of Kalev, and they added stronger words. They didn't say this before, Loi nucha la lois el ha'am. And they didn't say, Chazaku mimenu. This seems to be an additional negative thing, or negative things, which the Meraglim said to refute the words of Kalev. Avla nochem lani yizdaiti hu, says Reb Moshe, according to my humble understanding, Shedorav ho'ilu be'es shediba l'chol ha'am, that the words had a major impact on Klal Yisrael, even though ultimately they did listen to the original narrative of the Meraglim, the negative report. But we learn from here that because Klal Yisrael had a doubt, even though that tshuva rak l'zman kotza, it only helped for a short period of time, Klal Yisrael was debating in their minds whether they should accept the original narrative. V'shaminu mizeh dikamoi d'b'chai haguf halacha sha'af chai yisho ha'ktana m'chiyoves lirois sheyichye. We see that there is halacha in Hilchei Shabbos, that if somebody is resuscitating a man who is in the throes of death, and it seems obvious that even if they resuscitate that person, that it won't really take hold long term. But the halacha is that if someone on Shabbos can resuscitate somebody, even if it looks like you'll only resuscitate him for a minute or two, hutar lecha al Shabbos bishvil zman mashehu. The halacha is clear that if a person can and does bring a critically ill person back to life, even for a few minutes, and it doesn't seem like he's a viable candidate to live longer, still, you allow me machal al Shabbos even to resuscitate a person for a few minutes. Kach gam b'chai ha-nefesh. We see from here that even, let us say, a person is at some kind of gathering and somebody is trying to convince a group of Chumayidin to do something bad, and you are a lone person in the crowd, and you're wondering, should you make a machah, should you tell people, no, don't listen to this guy, he's saying things that are wrong, and even though it seems obvious to you that you don't have a chance to sway the crowd totally, but if you can convince someone to do tshuva for a short period of time, even if he ultimately does succumb, he does fall prey to the person who is inciting to oil him to do something bad, that is considered a big deal. And that is what the Pasuk meant when the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kolev did something very special, he had Ruach HaCheres, and he was rewarded a number of things, not the least of which that he and Yeshua will go into Eretz Yisrael, and they'll be the only ones. In the merit, the fact that they tried and they almost succeeded was enough for it to be a davar gadol, davar chashuv for the Ribono Shel Olam. Just a very quick final few words of personal observation, lefi ani hazdaiti, regarding this that Reb Moshe says, that the words of Kalev were a big deal and related to Hilchos Shabbos, that, as we said, v'lalavi machal Shabbos, to revive somebody, even if it seems obvious that this revival will only last an exceedingly short time, still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. I want to put forward a svara. In my opinion, the reason why it's such a big deal could be because before you prolong the life, then his life was over, the critically ill person. But if you revive him, so he's alive. And we know that the Ribono Shel Olam can sometimes send smaller nisim rather than bigger nisim. Once somebody is alive, it's not as big a ness to prolong life because he's alive already. But if someone is dead, then it's a much bigger deal to bring him back to life. So that's why you let him be machal Shabbos could be, because once you're bringing him to life, then there is a possibility, however small, that he could stay alive as a result of the fact that you revived him. And again, Reb Moshe says that there's a big lesson to be learned, not only in halacha, but in hashkafa, that if you can speak up and get some people to do tshuva even for a very short period of time, it's worthwhile and could be considered davar gadol by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbi Yisai, as we often say, abo l'tayr m'sayin loy, if we take all of these lessons that our Gedol Yisrael teach us and we take them to heart and we want to put them into practice, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us, that we will have opportunities that perhaps we don't dream of, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu Habalatar, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we want to do the right thing, we will have Siyata Deshmaya from heaven, and let us be Zoicha that we will see much Siyata Deshmaya in the immediate future. Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of Sakana, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will not abandon us. We have to have Amunah, and this Amunah will bring the Gula Shlema for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.